Hello there. You're tuning in to the Audible Weed Walk, episode 72. This is Nina welcoming you. The title of today's talk is Mega Mill from the Weedy Nation. What the heck is Weedy Nation? Well, it's more for fun. I will get to that and I will share my experience of offering weedy food at mega scale and my learning from it. Yesterday, for the first time, I and a lot of generous people who had helped me prepared weedy lookover meal for approximately 120 people. It was my first time. The only other time I had cooked for so many people was one time for our Association of India's Development or AID's chapter for fundraiser way back in Blacksburg, Virginia, where there I could source cleaned and sorted ingredients. None of them were weedy or wild, and I had three assistants, and even for that, it was kind of an enormous task, I thought. And that was not a cakewalk, but still, it was nothing compared to this. So, as I had announced in my last podcast, that I was approached by our Solar Kitchen team to cook dinner for 120 people, 60 regulars, and the others who can sign up for this special week. Quick brief for those who are unaware that we have a large community kitchen called Solar Kitchen with a large locally installed solar receptor on top on its roof, which gives its name. And through this solar installation, they do a part of the cooking during the morning. For lunch, they have about 1,000 people. Luckily, that was not what they had proposed for us. We were preparing dinner for a much smaller number. This experiment with scale is about reaching out through food to those who are yet uninitiated about noticing, appreciating, eating and cooking wild weedy food that has been in my mind for a while. The idea is to introduce to the possibilities that is not just restricted to food. Food, art, prints, walks, to appreciate the enormous beauty, nutrition, micronutrients these plants offer. The nature offers, and they are the first representatives. If we notice the plant because it tastes wonderful, we may be able to notice the various colors it comes in, and the season it flowers, and the butterfly that sits on it, or the bee. We will notice the garden lizard or the gecko lurking around to catch them for the real meal, or a stray cat or bored dog trying to get at the garden lizards. You see, it's like part of the same cloth. You pinch part of the cloth to lift it up, and eventually all gets lifted. Does it make sense? Such activity, food, art, walks, allow me to draw my attention and attention of others to the peripheries of our lives. So much of our lives are now locked in the screen, an experience that involves our senses, aesthetics, taste, smell, may allow us to draw our attention to the massive greens as we mostly register as in our periphery. When we get to pay attention, only then we notice the beauty. Then only we notice that they are not massive green at all. Each in different shape and form, in such perfections. But we are all creatures of habit. It is not easy for us to draw our attention to the periphery and bring them into focus. Art, food, immersive work can do that. In a blink, it can take us there. They act as the catalyst, I feel, initiating us to this journey. From then on, the rationale to continue and the interest to fuel that journey is entirely personal. There are so many rationales I can argue in favor of paying attention or setting our controls to the wild, weedy, uncultivated greens. Setting controls, where did that come from? Fans of Pink Floyd would know. Come from the song, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. Setting controls to the sun, to the nature, allows us enormous flexibility. In terms of wild, weedy greens, it allows us to be climate resilient. Why? Ask yourself, why, when everything is getting disrupted, knowing and noticing these things that are changing and not that are also changing, but adapting themselves is a good idea to adapt ourselves to the change. Check out the previous podcasts where I explain why it is a good idea to know about the wild uncultivated weedy greens as part of our training towards climate resilience. I'm sure in the future too, I'll cover that topic again. Rational helps us to ideate, to justify. It involves mind. That is a very good reason to listen to that. To listen to the mind, to the justification. Some can do that, but more humans can move the mountains, so as to speak, if we have a heart connect. Heart connection often comes linked with the heart connections are often linked with memories and reality where our senses were involved. A smell that takes us back to the childhood memory. The texture of the cloth that can remind us about the grandmother's shawl and the wonderful time we had together. The taste, even unfamiliar ones, can create a wow moment at the opening of the heart where new fresh can enter to pull us out of our habits and take our attention to the periphery where the life happens. A few of us, foodie, ecologists, architects, and artists have been thinking for a while how to reach out to people who are not in the choir, to say figuratively, and sing the weedy song to them. Food event was one where we were thinking of special events for serving about 10-15 people maybe. At this stage came the offer. Whether I would like to organize a dinner for 120 people. I consulted my people as we all, we are all novices. And in serving so many people, decided, let's go for it. There was a lot of planning and listening and going back and forth. Must say, the Solar Kitchen team, coordinator especially, was so patient as we went through the various levels of execution on paper. The challenge for me was always sourcing the weeds. We need to source them from a clean place. But where will we find so much so that we do not deplete the resource itself? And we want people to appreciate. This latter is a greater challenge, really. If we were serving weedy meal once a week, it will have to have a huge impact unless our farms can nurture, notice I'm not saying cultivate, nurture these wild greens also. They grow anyway, everywhere, including in the farms on their own. But periodically they are taken out and thrown in the compost pile. A conventional farmer and an efficient gardener can be the greatest enemies of the weedy plants. One day you find them a beautiful patch of lush fruiting with frolicking squirrels and birds taking turns to eat the fruits, and the next day you go, the whole creeper is yellow, wilted and dead. You know for sure the gardener or the farmer deemed it useless and cut it off the base and letting it dry so that in a few days he can just pull it out and dump it in the compost. Now, my book was published back in 2015. Only around 2017, Aurovilians started kind of knowing about the book and started using them. But since then, it has been quite some time. I assume, like Krishna McKenzie of Solitude Farm, other farms too have started nurturing wild weedies and are in various stages of using them. Not so. So much of our systemic non-appreciation of weed that the body that we embody, that reflects in our what we value even in the farms. So here in Auroville, the body that sources the farm products and delivers it to the Solar Kitchen refused to be in the middle and asked Solar Kitchen to source them directly from the farm. There too some issues. Some recognize the weedy plants as Manthakali or Solanum nigrum or Solanum americanum, as you know. Some recognize them because they are actually quite popular. But so they have kept them, but taken out everything else. Few who had had the plants and could be persuaded to collect, I realized, did not know how to collect. One of the key points that I stress during my walk is to collect what we need from the plant and not to pull out the entire plant. How you store is also important. If I collect and store the flowers in a whole mass, in a poly bag, do you think that it will survive more than a few hours? Last moment, I reached out to Roots Community, where people interested in locavory and weedy food keep in touch with each other via WhatsApp. There, some people spontaneously came forward and sourced their collection from their backyard and pots and yards and brought them. Florence, who was part of the cooking team as well, and then there was Shailaja and Riju, and then we had enough. Despite all these challenges, with the masses of greens, we started to work around 1 p.m. Honestly, at one stage, I did not think we'll make it. Thought the greens were plentiful and we needed to sort them and cook, but they will cook down. So I was not sure that it would be enough. Amazingly, there was a perfect coordination between my and the Solar Kitchen team. There were tensions in the air, but no sparks. Work went on as if it was self-propelled. We were half an hour late, as per our timing at least. By the time we had, pretty much been on our foot for 5 to 6 hours already. As we started plating, people started eating. There were no stopping. We went on like a production line, and there was a lull. More were coming, but there was a gap. Vijay, the only one amongst us who had the experience of serving delicious local food commercially, and me, we took a walk to thank people and to get their feedback. This is when we realized, at least I did, that it was all worth the effort. People felt nourished by the food. Its taste, smell, and sight made them take a pause and pay attention to the plate. The plate and every single dish was full of wild weedy greens and seeds. In their feeling good, we hopefully have planted a seed of interest, a sense of well-being, a memory. Maybe some of them, it will inspire them to know more, to connect more often. Personally, my day was made when Shakti, to whom Harshini, the coordinator of Solar Kitchen, had introduced us, and who was also helping us in plating, told us, can you share the recipe? This salad, pointing to the one which had 5 different wild weedy greens and seeds and all local food, tastes so yummy, he said. All this green we should ask our farms to supply. We need to have such wonderful food growing around us. What can I say? I agreed and promised to help with the recipe when they needed. The whole experience has nourished me, and not just via the food we served. Thank you for that. And I wish you all that experience of well-being and abundance, even if it has to be from time to time. Why the Weedy Nation in the title? For each day of this special week organized by the Solar Kitchen team, they announced a food of a nation for each day, Russian, French, etc. Except for Thursday, it was edible weeds. Hence came the idea, it is the Weedy Nation. So with that thought, I will see you next time. Until then, stay well and stay safe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.